Started on the, all right. Okay. Starting a new malacha tonight. Actually, we're going to do it as a group. Tofer v'korea. You'll see why. So, says the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Tes. Hatofer shtei tefiras chayv. So if you have two stitches, so you chayv. Who she kosher roshi hachut mikan ukan? Kidei she tamina tefira lo tishamit. It has to be shal kayama. So if you just have two stitches, and you don't, they'll just come apart. Vam tofer. But if you do more than two stitches, then that could be okay. Because even if you're not kosher, it.
Not okay. It could be
over. Okay to violate, yeah. Okay, so that's the din of Tofresh. Tofresh states fierce. So then in Halacha Yir Aleph, the Rambam says, Hamadabik Niyoros. Oros Bekolon Shal Sofrim, Chayotzi Boharenes that told us Tofer V'chayiv. Whereas if there was the Av Melacha is actually sewing. But say you don't sew, but you take two pieces of material and you glue them together, say. So you're not having any stitches or anything like that, but you're using some type of glue of sorts. And to cause the two things to adhere together. So Heza told us Tofer V'chayiv.
When you're saying two things, you mean two of the same thing or two things?
Two disjoint things. Two disjoint pieces of paper.
Yeah, but two, paper and the table.
So it's mashma here that it's two.
Two of the same thing.
Yeah, two papers. Two papers that you join together with some type of glue, so even though there's no stitches, but it's the same you sewed, of being mechaber two things together in a different form, but it's a similar concept, even though it's not the same thing, it's yichayev. Okay. Now if you look in the in the Merkavas HaMishnah, on page 2, so he explains the Yesod here. If you look on the left side, second line in the left side, he says, Umedama l'Rabbeinu l'Tofer shumechaber dvarim nifrodim al yidei hashlishi shuachot. In other words, the cold idea of the Melacha is taking two separate things, and taking a third thing and bringing them together. So if you take two pieces of material and then you take the thread, and the thread is what's causing the two pieces of material to stay together through making the stitches, that's what Tofer is. So therefore the told of that is a similar idea. You take two pieces of paper and you take some glue and you glue it together, and that's what the Melacha is. Masha'en came b'kosher. The kosher is you're just taking two different,
could be the same two ends of the same rope.
Right. Right, or at least two separate ropes, but there's no third medium that's being mitaveach between the two things. And in tofer, there's always a third thing, either the stitch or the glue.
By this definition, if you take a piece of scotch tape and you fix a safer or something, you can fix it there in the safer, you would not be, you'd not be over.
Right.
Or at least not because of this.
Right.
How can I be the material of the tape and then the sticky part?
It's one thing. You can be machalic. No, you can do that with anything. You could be machalic, put the paper to the components.
You can't be machalic that with a tie. You can be machalic that with tape.
Why? The tape comes with the glue on it.
Sure.
So is it important when the glue is applied?
as a meaning.
Well,
like with
the
sticker or
scotch
tape.
What? Who is this that we're trying to make the you sort of malabar from?
This is the Mekhira submission.
If I take a piece of tape and I put it in water,
it's
going to
fall off
and I still
have
a piece of material.
If you take a piece of paper and put it in water, it will dissolve into its
Shlomo Michelma
components too after a while. It may not be if it could dissolve something. You know, I hear what you're saying.
But what is he saying?
He's saying to consider scotch the tape to be two different things. You have the body of the tape, the cellophane,
right,
and then you have the glue.
So if you put it,
so he wants to count it as two.
If you put a piece of tape in water, you have the material, but the adhesive falls away. So it's two things.
And therefore, you want to say, therefore, if you tape
so one piece, a torn piece of paper, then it would be the, you have the three components.
Because you bring medabek.
You bring medabek the cello to the paper.
Mm-hmm. Even though that's not your kavana. Your kavana is really
to hold the paper together.
Paper together. Yeah. And that piece of tape should be like the thread. But
do we have a source behind this besides him for this major yisod you're trying to put in?
Maybe it's the pshuta.
I think the pshuta is the type of thing you're doing. You're combining in one year. Tying is a totally different type of malacha.
Right.
It's a different action. This is pretty much the same action in terms of how it's.
Right. We'll see. Rav Goodman just speaks about what if you like compress two things together through like some heat agent or something like that that holds it together. So if Gubin says, according to the Mekeves HaMishnah, that wouldn't be Topher. But if you say like you want to say, then maybe it could still be Topher. Because it's a told, it means a told or Topher.
When you tie it, it's still two different items. When you attach it, you consider it one.
Yeah.
That's the partial distinction.
Again, when you tie it.
If I tie a shoe, tie a knot. I still consider it two different points.
Things.
I don't. If I have something I sew together, I consider it one.
Right. And by the niaris.
By two paper, I put it together. It's one. I'm trying to make it one.
Right. Okay. We'll see. Okay. So we're talking about tofer. So far, we say you take two pieces of material and you take stitches and you bring them together. That's the Ab Malacha. And the Tolda is if you go ahead and take two pieces of paper and you take glue, so it's not stitches, but it's glue, that's the same concept that you're machaber the two disjoint pieces together to combine them together.
The truth is, you don't have to come onto all of this, I think, because once you're saying that it's a tolda, so then it automatically becomes drabona, right?
No, but a tolda is still deraisa. Tolda is deraisa.
But it can deraisa. A tolda we say is deraisa, but it's midrabona that there were misakin it. No, how do you know the tolda? You only know midrabona.
Right, but it's a
violation. Right, it's a violation deraisa. But the drabona, the same way you say that al holo tiknu, so we would say al tiknu. They didn't have scotch tape at his time.
Okay.
No, I mean the swara would be like.
Yeah.
Tolda says hello. Who says this?
You have a lot of cases where you say that all hollow goes through. It's when you make it on the takanas drop on.
You talking about Velcro?
Velcro. What about Velcro?
Velcro. You're not really bringing two things together in the same sense.
Is that right?
That's what they said from Shlomo's own, I suppose. That he's with Asudim.
Velcro.
That's what they said years ago when it first started becoming popular.
Right.
It was such Velcro a shmuel. I don't know if you really attached. Did that. It's not the same thing. It's just at all.
But what's the definition of sock? The way it was explained at that time.
Velcros are like hooks.
Hooks and loops on the other side. So that's one stitch, and the second one is the second stitch. Two hooks into two loops would be two stitches. That was the dimyon then. I don't know that Rosh Hashanah Zalman actually said it. It's just because they were mepharshim in his name.
Right.
Well, you see that nobody holds of it.
All the glilas are...
Now, well, at that time not. But now
right.
See it,
when I was a kid, we made the bow, the knot, whatever we made.
I saw the Baba of a Rebbe, his gartel was with the Velcro.
Yeah. So. Then they have the hooks and then the Velcro. Yeah. Well, so let's look in Shulchan Aruch now, page 3. Hamadabik niyara sa'oros b'kolon shal sofrim kayotzi bo harei ze tolos tofer v'chayef. V'chein memfarech niyara z'vukim oros z'vukim v'lo niskavim l'kalkal b'vah harei ze tolos korei v'chayef. So he says, so that's what tofer is. Tofer is when you take the two things, two pieces of paper, and you put them together. And korea is when you separate them. This is another example where the English translation could be very misleading. Because English translation, korea, we'd say tear. That's right, that would be our... But he's saying, no, you don't have to tear.
Separate.
There's a lot of times you find this in halacha, that the English translation could lead somebody to, like, oh, the classic example is chotzah. People say carry, right? Chotzah is not carrying. You have a baby stroller, you're not carrying. So what people say, I have a key on my thing, so I'm not carrying. And so they come to all these conclusions based on the erroneous assumption that Hotzah means carrying. Hotzah means moving something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and vice versa. But carrying is not the idea here. The same thing over here. We're saying that Korea is when you separate the two pieces of paper that were joined together. So even if you did a good job that you weren't tearing, so to speak, you still violate Korea.
So is this coming to be Lafuke? Just ripping a piece of paper. Is that not?
Oh, right. So that we have to see. What's right? Excellent question.
Oh, that's a good example. Where the Rambam said you open, tearing open a food package.
Right.
So why did you say it's correct? We're not misakin.
Yeah.
In such a
case. Right, but he's saying
about the cover there. I'm still not so convinced. It's not two things that are the same thing. There, it's not two things that are the same thing. It's two separate things.
You talking about a bag of chips or something?
Yeah.
The bag of chips is different from what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the container.
But a bag of chips might actually be taken from that adhesive. Meaning that top is stuck together.
Anyway, the traditional terrors for why that's not also is because it's that they were not, that was not part of the takana.
Where's the kana?
Of creating this tolda. I don't know. Is that not correct?
The tolda comes from Sinai. I'm not.
So that's the question. It's Rabbanan via Sinai. I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I don't know if you use the word takana is the word that's usually used here, but okay. Okay, so we're talking about tofer kareb. You put two pieces of paper together. If you sew two pieces of material, that's called tofer. You're taking two pieces of material and you're sewing stitches and you're bringing them together. That's the av melacha. The tolda is if you take two pieces of paper, instead of using stitches, you use glue, and you glue it together, that's tofer. Even though in our minds, you know, tofer is sewing, but that's a tolda of tofer, because that you sewed it, and the Mekevus HaMishnah says, whenever you take two separate things, and you take a third thing to bring it together, that's tofer. So by the av melacha, you're taking the stitch. By the tolda, you're taking the glue. And you're gluing it together. So take a look in the Magen Avraham now, in Yud Ches. Told us Korea, nearly the im nidbuku hadapim lahadodi, al yidei shava. Say some wax causes the papers to cling together. Obashas hakshira, mutter leposchon, kemoshkosub simen shin yudalad, sevyud. Came into lo nasa l'kiyim. Because anything that nasa l'kiyim is not a chibur. Culture came to nasa m'mela. Here, it wasn't even made l'kiyim. Some wax dripped on the thing. Some wax dripped on the thing. And it caused it to stick together. So he says that's no problem with separating those pages on Shabbos. Because it wasn't, because he says something that's not made l'kiyim, certainly you could destroy, But here, it's not even that it's not made v'kiyim. It's not even made not v'kiyim. The whole thing was a mistake. The whole thing was an accident. So that's totally okay. What keeps, like, sometimes you have a new sefer, a new book, the pages are, is that, what causes those pages to be together? You know, a new sefer when you have to sometimes open the...
The pages themselves are usually stuck just from the pressure when they cut it.
Sometimes they paint the sides. They're painting.
The gilded, the gilded pages.
Sometimes you have it that the pages are attached by things that are out of the page, like in old books.
Sometimes in the old books you find sometimes where it's from the same sheet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's mamash on you. That's for sure. Yeah, for sure. But here you have pressure.
I understand. Awesome. I'm trying to figure out in terms of it's not the same principle is going on here.
No, I'm talking about what happens if you have this, it's not the same principle, just better cuts.
We still have to get to that, but
yeah.
But he's saying that's what he's saying over here.
What's the oldest shas of Shira?
Binding.
How would that be different?
The show Obushas Hakshira.
When you're buying books.
Is there a difference between this and our share last week?
When you buy books, you're saying that
the glue, you put pressure on, right? They put the glue on and they put the cover on that apply pressure. The glue sometimes spreads out a little bit if they didn't apply it properly, especially in his time when they did it by hand.
Isn't that Shava? That's not Shas. What does it do with time?
Time. Oh, well, that's the question. If they're separate, you're talking about separating. Is that Korea? Not talking about time. It's talking about Korea here.
Is this the same machlokas we had last week regarding the knots, or is there a way to make? Is there a chiluk here? Or the same start in terms of a knot comes by itself.
Right.
With the same.
That's the difference. There was a question of what's called a ma'aser umim.
Yeah, but. The same svara here as he's saying if it's me'elam, that's not considered the similar svara.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, let's take a look. Here you have in the next page in Shulchan Aruch here, page 4. Kosamos shebekarka gondela shelbor shekosher bochevel. You have like a hole in the ground, and then you have a piece of wood that's covering the hole, and there's a rope attached. So that's like the cover of the up and down, cover of the hole. Yochel latiro lav kesher shel kayam. So this kesher was tied onto the piece of wood that has some type of handle, and it's tied on, but it's made to come out. So you can untie it, but lo mafkiyah v'chotech mishum stira, because you're so being so to the kesher. The davka she also l'kayim hamnasha lo stira b'shabbos, avum eina also l'kiyum klal mutter. But something that's not made lakiyim at all is mutter, and he gives an example. Tams a mutter lahaseh b'shabes daf shemesimin also lufnei hatanur. But what they would do is they would take a piece of wood, and they would glue it to the oven. So that was the way that they would keep, I guess,
to close the fireplace.
The heat would stay in. But they only want it temporarily, and then they want to get the food out, and then we take it out. So it's like equivalent to our Yossi was saying, it's our like a door of an oven. So anything that's not also lekiyim As we're talking about, you take two things that were attached together, you detach it, but if the original attachment was made to detach, then...
Velcro.
What were the old cartons, the milk cartons? I know Rav Bick was matir. Open up the old cartons with the spout, the milk cartons.
The cardboard.
The cardboard ones, yeah.
That was glued.
Yes. Yeah. Right, so he was matir to open it on Shabbos. Because it's, I think as far as that, what I've heard given this, because it's made, it was open, then it was closed, and it was made to reopen. It was made to reopen. So it's Eino Asoy. So then you have the Gemara here in Shabbos on page 5. Eisvei Rav Hanan Bar Chista L'Rav Chista Matirin Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos Avalo Poschim. Whereas if you have the hole of the neck where you have like a poncho, you put your head through. So if it was just tied up temporarily, so that you could untie it. Say they put it in the wash, they tied up the hole. But if it was never opened originally, and now you're making the hole, so that's chveis, as matkevipatish, as the Rishonim say, or something like that. That you can't do. But if the hole was already made, and now it was just tied up because that will facilitate the cleaning or whatever.
Well, he asked this last week about the stitches on the new suit, on the pocket.
So that's made to...
We're saying this is makapadish, or are you trying to say this is...
You mean Korea. Does Rashi say, Pesachia.
The hashta
kamash v'li manav. Chai v'sha makapadish. Bottom line, Rashi. Now let's take a look in the Mordechai on page 6. He says, Matirin Beis HaTzavar, Riva Perish Beis HaTzavar, Shim Miskasher B'Shas, we saw some, right? They would tie up the hole when they were doing laundry. Matirin. So then they tied it up to facilitate the kvisa. Then you could untie it because they only wanted it when it was in the laundry. But if say you didn't just tie it up, you stitched it up. You stitched it up, the whole of the poncho, you stitched up just for the laundry. And then you're going to take out the stitches. So what would be? Well,
he's saying, now that's
us. Is that mutter or not? Because you're doing it temporarily. So if you would undo that on Shabbos, if you would undo those stitches on Shabbos, what would be? And when we are tough for PBA server or commercial dazim ratson of zug shall minnow. Where sometimes you have two pairs of shoes, a pair of shoes rather, and you sewed it together, you're selling it as a pair. So it was made of material, so you put stitches through the thing to
Keep the pairs together.
We're on page 6 now. The Mordechai. In other words, what if you sew two things together with intent that they should be disjointed? So is that called Korea? So he says, so he wants to be Machmir, Osir. Even though it's not made L'chiyah. Also, the Noskan Zemizeh. Because if you took two pairs of material shoes that you put stitches before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, say you just bought it from the store, and they were sewn together, the two, so you shouldn't lose them. You know? And now on Shabbos, you want to wear them. So obviously, if you want to wear them, you have to pull them apart. So is that mutter? Because originally it wasn't made lakim.
Is there a half a minute to say that if you're writing on toilet paper, that it would be mutter on Shabbos? It's not lakim. Where does the kavana come into it? It's only nageya by way of machalik between kosher, one kind of kosher and the other.
Oh, let's see. She says, "Shalom matzinu chiluk ben tefira shel kayama la tefira she'ena shel kayama." Rafi biyadi, adkan l'shana. He says, by tefira we don't see a chiluk between tefira shel kayama and tefira she'ena shel kayama, which is a little difficult because the Gemara says beferish halom eskayim. So I think maybe Rav Gutman asked this question safer. So the answer that's given is, because Gemara says beferish, who shekoshron, that by tefiris you need shel kayama. So he's saying a word like this. I think this is Rav Gutman says, maybe others say this as well, that the two types of ena shel kayama. One type she ena shel kayama means the whole thing will just fall apart. That's one type. That lekuli alma lo pligi, that's mutter. Because there's no connection. You did two stitches and you didn't tie it together. But say you did something that will tie it together, but with intent to untie it. So if you leave it as is, it'll stay for the next 20 years. That's another form of Einah Shel Kayama. So he's saying that form of Einah Shel Kayama, he says, we don't find by Tefira, we only find by Kosher. By kosher, even you made a kesher shel kayama, so it's not enough that the physical act, but you're not planning to, you know, to untie it. So the same thing over here. By tefira, even though you're not planning, you're planning to untie it, but l'maisa, as it is, it's a dover shel kayama. It's a dover shel kayama.
Is Korea and Tefira just on the proof of one another?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But Rabbeinu Yoel matir, afil b'tefira ho v'lav l'skayim ovid. And Rabbeinu Yoel says that what? That no, just like by kosher, if it's not shel kayama, meaning physically it's shel kayama, but you had in mind to undo it, so then you could untie it on Shabbos, so too by Tofer as well. So again, the way some explain is, l'kuli alma lo pligi, that if you have something that's flimsy, that you tie two stitches but you didn't tie it from behind, it's going to come apart, you can take that apart in Shabbos. That's nothing. The question is, but the way, if you did it in a way that's not flimsy, it'll stay. But you had in mind, like when the guy does the shoe thing, right? So he doesn't want it to come apart. He wants it to come apart when you want to take it apart. But Lemaisa, he ties it sturdy, that the two shoes should... He makes a stitch between the two shoes, so when you buy your shoe, you'll come away with two shoes. But but obviously the kavana is that the purchaser, the customer, eventually is going to undo it. So is that type of Eina Shel Kayama, is that mutter on Shabbos or not? That's the machloikis here in the... That's how Gutman explains in the Mordechai.
by kosher, you have to be machalik between a kesher and a professional kesher. Kesher that's mutter and kesher that's also.
Yeah.
So you're forced to bring in the idea of kavana.
Right.
Why? What's the half a minute to bring it into any other malacha?
Right. That's the first opinion. That's the first opinion, and yeah, that's what he says here of Gutman here on page 9. He says here on the bottom of page 8 first. He says in many much you see. He says halukaim and vur top of page 9. The tofer chayev davke ba'osel lekiyum. Hagam dekushes asi etzem atfira einem miskayemus. That's the difference. Kolma devatzmo you not take atfira. You can't ain raya lahechet etzem amaisem miskayim rak dasa odom lahatira. That's the chiluk. Oh, so now we should take a look. Now, so how do we paskin in this machlokes between the 2 days and the Mordechai? In other words, something that's really it could stay l'olam va'ed, but you tied it together with intent that it should be dismantled. So, could you dismantle that on Shabbos? Is that called korea or not? Those 2 days in the Mordechai. That was the first opinion, and then the Rabbeinu Yoel. So look in the Ramah here on page 11 to see what he says. Second line. Hagah afilu kvar niftach rach shechazer ha'umim v'kosho otofer b'yachad k'der sha'umim l'osim l'chein osu l'natek o'lochtu g'zug shal minolim atfur b'yachad k'der sha'umim l'osim. That's the first opinion. Avogav da tfir eina shal kayama. The ain chiluk betfir ben shal kayama le eina shal kayama. Only by kosher is the chiluk. V'yesh matirim betfir shal kayama v'ein mahatir b'fneyam ha'aretz. So he quotes both opinions, and he says in yesh matirim, but ein lahatir b'fneyam ha'aretz, because he won't know the chiluk and he'll mezal something. So it's hard to know. So what? How is he really paskening like?
They're always paskening.
That what?
That you're allowed to do it.
That you're allowed to do it. It's just Amoritz won't under
discretion.
But in practice, you should.
Well, no, not b'fnei Amoritz. So if you're coming home and you have the shoes that you bought on Thursday and you want to wear it Shabbos morning and you didn't until us, so he says.
I'm assuming the person who saw the Ramah is not an Amoritz.
In the privacy of your home, and there's no Amoritz around. So we have, you know, it's not the only case where Ein Lahatir B'nei Amoritz. Oh. So now, let me ask you the following question.
If you have a brand new shirt that has the pins in there, it's folded over in the packaging, and the pin is pinning together the arms together into the for purposes of the crease. So removing that is the same.
Might
is
be
same
similar.
Is similar to the tolda here. So
we're going to talk about that, I think, in next week's share. In other words, it's different than glue, and it's not glue, but it's not stitches either. What's the din of pins?
I would say it's similar to stitches, no? Because it goes, it makes a hole.
Right. On one hand, you could say it's similar.
Maybe that's the case of having the two stitches, but not tying it.
This was the old Shana Ramosha's shuv about the old diapers.
The diaper pins.
We've moved beyond that.
That's new shilas.
In this generation.
That's
we have different shilas, right, but we don't have... We don't have the pins anymore. Alright, so Bez Hashem, that's a forthcoming shear.
Okay. A stapler.
A staple, right. If you staple, what's the din of you staples a bunch of pages on Shabbos? What's the din? So what do you want to say?
Well, it's kind of like the pin. It's not glued.
Right, so is that... So that could be tofer, maybe.
Or not.
A bit more similar. The pin is certainly meant to come out.
Here, if you staple...
I'm not going on the staple. I understand. I'm talking about the derech.
So it's normally meant to be burned.
Oh. So now let's see. There is a machloikis haposkim. I want to hear your opinion before we see what they say inside. Opening mail on Shabbos.
It was delivered before Shabbos.
What?
Before Shabbos?
On Shabbos. Okay, we're not talking about any mukta issues of chutz l'tchum. Assuming, you want to say it was delivered, it was in your home already. Friday afternoon's mail, you didn't get a chance to look. And you see Friday night, you want to open it up. So, Is that a shayla of
Korea? Are we discussing the shayla?
Or they have the airmail. They used to have the airmail. They still have the
aerograms.
Aerograms of the flaps, you know. Or so is that tofer and hence undoing it is Korea? What's
are we talking about to rip it on the? To separate it, or you're talking about?
Let's say you do it in a way.
You're doing it on the envelope, or are you ripping it straight?
No ripping. You're an adhesion. You're unadhesing.
According to that paper you did before, it's mutter. I'm not sure. I agree with that psak, but if you would hold it that psak that you said on page 2, then it should be mutter. Because you have two things you're putting. It's one item. It's one paper you're putting together with the glues attached already, so it's not...
Well, he says... You think it's taller than the machlokas, the Mordechai?
Yeah,
because here it's lakiyim. It could stay... Sometimes you find a piece of mail you haven't opened. You find it like 3 years later that somebody sent you something and you just discarded it and somehow never made it to the garbage. And it's been, you know, so it could stay probably, you know, on open mail. So it's that, but it's made. Well, you said mayor.
Yeah.
There's a mamish the machlokes between the 2 days and the Mordechai.
According to
that's what mayor said.
According to that first thing we said, it's you're putting two different things together. It's not a problem. Through a third.
Right. If you know, if you want to say like the Merkavas Mishnah, you need three. No, those he's saying according to the Merkavas Mishnah, if you're saying that you need three different ingredients, is that called? You see, we'll see, the old mail, they had a chosam, they had like a seal. So that was the third thing. See, right, so that's what the poskim were talking about, a seal, that was the third thing. Today, we don't have the seal necessarily, so maybe it's even better, you see. If according to the Mekeves HaMishnah, that you need dafka three things, two separate things, and then a third thing, but I'm not so sure you're right, because The sticky part, that's maybe like you said, that could be the third thing.
Okay, and the other things are still attaching to at the same point.
Okay, so let's see what the Pre-Chadash says on page 12. Page 12 of the Pre-Chadash. Valt shiveinu miminag. So then, chora, if it's mayor, according to you, it's the 2 days in the Mordechai, that's the 2 days in the Ramah. So then the halacha should be what? That you don't do it in front of Mamarts. So he says, Al tishivei mina kein rabbi mato ameh arts, me'asfardim, v'gam me'ashkenazim, she'igros ha'chasum usaboyim lehem al yidei rats. You know, the rush, you know, the guy who's delivering the mail. Ha'magia b'shavah, she'nogim kula l'ftochos om al yidei goy. So he says that people will get a goy. That was the minig. They would get a goy to open their mail. He says the ain't made them a minig betos. He thinks it's a minig betos. The milsa the pshita to have a malacha the asir min haTorah. He's saying not only he's saying it's also to do. It's even also to do through a goy because it's not a shvus to shvus. It's a malacha daraisa. V'ishenka v'nosu l'kalkel gave masakin l'ftocha igeris l'krosa. Bruna, for all limchos be at hanogim kain shu mina garua, afein asidin litein alav esadin. He says, "Sof dover b'hasa liknu v'han chisna l'may d'shalilna d'kilkol achosim b'shabes havi melacha d'asir min haTorah." Fein l'hatek klal v'ze hamir l'agoy. Fein tzorach l'shtei chosom v'zavim l'chosim echad. So he's very stark, Pre-Chadash. That it's, he says it's also it's a deraisa to open it on.
An interesting pshat in Kilkul. That this is not Kilkul. This is the Tov.
Yeah, the Tov.
We don't normally hold this in other. Not
right, you're opening up the either the airmail.
A sealed envelope with something inside of it.
Right, but the maisa I'm doing is latov, but I'm doing it lekalka. I'm not doing this to improve the... I'm doing it to get through the impediment. I'm not interested in the... I've no kavan on the...
Okay, but that's just it. Now, take a look on the Chacham Tzvi on page 13.
This is the modern one.
I'm not sure. Also, so he's referring back to this pre-Chadash. That's what he quoted on the right column. So this is what he's referring back to. Gam Masha Osar, the pre-Chadash, L'kro Hanir, Chosim Shabbos, Afil Yaakum, V'herich B'zeh, Hakol Hu Toz Gomer. So he thinks the pre-Chadash is a Toz Gomer. V'shori Le Marei Sha Osar Es Hamutu V'hitir Es Osar. Kasher Chachli V'rayz Berurus L'bamokum Acher, Olo Sipanim Kvar Chachli V'alponov, Biyosu Po'imanu V'shosakli. So he said, you know, we had a meeting about this once, and I gave it to him, and he had nothing to say. Now, so, Meir, are you telling me that the Chacham Tzvi and the Pri Chodesh are just arguing about the 2 days? He held one day in the Mordechai, he held the other day. It could be. You could say it like that. Well, maybe there's something else to say. Because, like you said, Alpi Pashtus, it's made Lakiyim physically, but with intent to undo it. So, that was the Machlokas.
Is this Chacham Tzvi saying that it's totally mutter, and he's saying that Minhag is also wrong, or that the Minhag is right, that they should have the Gayim openly?
I think even not a Goy.
Even not a Goy.
That it's Heter Gomer.
Does he explain what his Heter is? Why? I don't see it.
Because you're planning to open it up.
Why isn't it a Sakin? Why isn't it, why isn't it Korea? Why isn't it?
So the simple pshat is because it was made to open up. It's like Rabbi's milk cartons. It was made to open up. The Bilbo cartons were opened, then they were glued shut. Mm. And now you're opening it up. Mm-hmm. So the same thing. The envelope was open, then you glue it shut. And now you want to reopen it.
Are they arguing that it's serious in the envelope? Meaning maybe it's not...
We can't believe that because anything says Kayama, you'll lose what you put in. So you hope that it is Shal Kayama. And I told you every once in a while, with all the mail that comes in, sometimes you get pieces of mail that you didn't know, something that you didn't necessarily need. And you see what it is, and it's not, so you just discard it, and somehow it never made it to the garbage can. And so the question is, what's the idea here? So he wants to say, Gutman, in the bottom of page 19, on the right bottom. No, so the other question he says is that look further up on page 19, Mavur, page 19 and left. Mavur called now the Rov Achron Cholkimo Divrei Pri Chodesh. The Savi Lemutal Hafer Dibug Nir Shalom Nasis Lakiyim. Feel on the Yisrael Atzmo here, Mutum Mishum Isa Korea. Rach Mishum Sosa also, if you're gonna destroy it, then it could be Sosa. The Divrei Masi Shabbat Pima Shakosu, the Ramah, Echria, the Tfir Shainu Kiyim Mutul Karam. Rach Ein Lahati Bifnei Amorts, like you said. Hare Dimi Iker Halacha Leke Isa Korea, but Tfir Shainu Kiyim. Him Kiyin Huadin, Nami Kriya Vadibuk Niyars. To Eino Eino told of the Korea Namishori, Uposhe Dalia Akumin Tzorach Lachmer Klal. So it was probably Mutar of Yisrael, certainly you don't have to be Machmer than Akum. Oh, so now, Rav Gutman is going to ask the following question. Baram, Adain Sarchi, and the Lokosam Nusham, the Filo Matim Tfir Shenu Shalkim, where Tfir Shenu Shalkayom was Mutter. But if it's more than a day, or one opinion, more than 7 days, so then it's also Midrabbanan. Because Midrabbanan, it's only Mutter if you untie it every day, or at least 7 days. So what if you have this piece of mail that was already, so why should it be at least in the Sitter Rabbanan? El Chorah, it's Mashma, that is Heter Gomer. Ramadai Tzorchim, L'Kosav Nisham, Afilu Matirim, Tfir Shein Shal Kiyim, Estabra Dedinu Dom Melekosher Shein Shal Kiyim. There was the Shita that says you compare the two. So it's like kosher. So the din of Shein Shal Kiyim. But the din of Shein Shal Kiyim is that it's only Mutter L'Gamri if it's undone every day or within 7 days. Two opinions. So it's not anyone who seals an envelope is not intending to usually time it gets to the recipient is going to be more than a day. So why isn't it chach anisid rabbanan? That's kasha. And it's mashma. So he wants to say, to answer this kasha, he wants to say, well, kochas, it's a sark lachalik, divadi b'tfir. He wants to make a chiluk between tfir gemura and medabik niyaros. That tfir gemura, like the shoemaker thing, that they used to make stitches to tie the two shoes together. So it was a tfir gemura, and it was physical lakiyum. But with intent to do that, so that could be an issa d'rabbanan. According to one opinion, it could be an issa d'araisa, and the other opinion is an issa d'rabbanan. However, but this case is medabik niyaros. Look at the next page 20, fourth line. Aval dibuk niyaros to lo havi elo told us tofer. Eidem ma'isem malachat fir mamish kol shul onasim kiim lo gozru chazal. So he thinks that on the tolda they never made the chumra d'rabbanan. In other words, the etzim malacha is only when they're stitches. So the stitches are made to undo the stitches. So then, according to one opinion, it doesn't matter because that's the first opinion of the Mordechai. Second opinion of the Mordechai, it says okay. But even the second opinion of the Mordechai, in the second opinion of the Mordechai, should be an issa d'rabbanan. So he says, yeah, by the case of stitches, it should be an issa d'rabbanan. But maybe in the toldo, where it's only dibuk niyaros, so Rav Gubin writes that he thinks that maybe they weren't gozer.
You can make another difference. When it comes to tying knots, the whole Malach on the Mishkan was a din in practically was something that was meant to be untied. When they tied the Mishkan together, the definition were going to untie it.
Right.
As opposed to when they sewed in the Mishkan, they were not planning to unsew it.
Mm-hmm. So therefore.
So in the first case, the Malacha is.
So the kshira, you could have she'ena shel kayama, and that would be.
The ena shel kayama is a shorter, where that's part. Here it's reasonably more makeup. Because it's the if it would it the here it's supposed to be permanent. If you're taking that approach, here it's more it has to be permanent. The other in the case of kosher, it's more makeup,
yeah.
Where it has to be some din of permanence, but not there. We're not there's.
Okay, so you could say that. Then he wants to give another svar.
How could you say that the second opinion of the Mordechai would say it's an issur d'rabbanan? If the Mordechai says that Rabbeinu is mati, it doesn't sound like an issur d'rabbanan.
Mutter l'gamri. So he's asking, why is that? Oh, Rabbeinu Yoel
would say that it's mutter even if it was shel kayama, but the d'rabbanan was wrong.
Right. Oh, so he wants to say like this. another svara. Chazuso mochiachalav. Maybe they only asked midrabanan things that when you tie a knot, so just by looking at the knot, you don't necessarily know if it's going to be untied within a day or not. It's a knot. But certain things in their context, it's clear that they're all made to be. So on those things, maybe they never made an Issa D'Rabbanan either. So the question is, what did the Prichadish? The Prichadish felt that it's an Issa D'Raisa. And therefore, because Lamaisa, the concept of Kiyam is not said. It's only said by Kosher and not by Tofer. And the Rabbi also says even by Tofer. And the question is, but should there be at least an Issa D'Rabbanan? So he says for two reasons he thinks there's no Issa D'Rabbanan. He thinks the Issa D'Rabbanan was only said by the Av and not by the Toldo, or if Chazusa Mochiachalav, that you have a letter, so it's clear that it's made. So Chazusa Mochiachalav was the Rabbanan is probably because you can make a mistake between the Rabbanan and the Raisa, but it's so clear in the context that it's all made to open, so maybe Viki Haigavna Logos. Okay, so this is a fascinating machlokas between the difference here. Now we're moving into the Tofer Korea and the Kevus Mishnah's explanation, and then the Magen Avraham, some things Memela versus not, is different, and then this machlokas between the Pri Chodesh and the Chacham Tzvi of opening letters on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll continue.